Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Council will return to order. Would you call a roll, please?
Councilman Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Welcome, everybody. We're going to return to the item that we were on this morning, but I want to bring an amendment to the council. Based on what we were hearing this morning, there's a lot of concern about what the process is going to be for both the development of and a public review of our body camera policy. So our clerk has copies of the amendment for anybody that wants to take a look at it, but let me walk briefly through it. What it said before in item number 11 of the ordinance was that following substantial public and internal input, the PPA and the Portland Police Bureau have agreed to a draft body camera policy, et cetera. Now it's going to say, following substantial public and internal input, the Portland Police Association and the Portland Police Bureau have agreed to a draft body-worn camera policy version 2.2, dated 5/6/16, attached as Exhibit B to Exhibit 1, and then adds this sentence, substantial additional public input will be required prior to finalization of the policy. Then there's some new language at the very end in item 13. This will now be E, that will say, Council directs the Police Bureau to convene a stakeholder committee to review the draft body-worn camera policy version 2.2 and national best practices as they continue to evolve. Additionally, the public will be given the opportunity for universal review and to provide public comments through the Bureau's established directives process. A report will be presented to the Council by the stakeholder committee and will be subject to further public input at that time. Following this public review and comment process, the PPA and Portland Police Bureau will meet to discuss finalization of the body-worn camera policy. So, in other words, lays out what people were asking that we do, which is, one, involve stakeholders, and two, bring that policy back before the City Council before it's finalized. So I want to put that amendment before us now so we can accept it if you want and then take testimony on that in addition to the rest of the matter.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion. Again, what we do, folks, is we adopt an amendment like this, take testimony, and then we can throw it out or keep it or whatever based on what we hear.
I think it would actually be better if we hear the testimony.
All right. Then let's leave it moved and seconded, and we'll leave it on the table, and then you can testify on that as well, and then we'll consider that amendment before we obviously take action on the ordinance itself. Do it anyway.
And, Mayor, the other clarification that I need to make, because I hadn't understood the memorandum that says that it's a mandatory subject of bargaining. That is the Bureau of Human Resources and the police union acknowledging what the current law is. That's not something that is additional, that it is something that would be subject to bargaining. So that's just a clarification. It's not that we're saying that's the right thing, but it's the thing that's
The law.
It's the law.
Yep. Okay. All right. So let's return, please, to the sign-up sheet from this morning, and we'll keep taking folks in the order that they asked to speak.
The next three are Joe Walsh, Lightning Watchdog PDX, and Jamal Williams. And after them will be Micah Rhodes, Gregory McKelvey, and Karen Mitzner.
Okay. And again, if any of you want copies of that amendment, I think Carlos got some over there.
We're out of copies right now.
We're going to get some more then. All right. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. And here we are again. I can think of three or four major controversies that group after group have come before you and asked you not to do it. The ACLU, NAACP, Individuals for Justice, Cop Watch, all asked you not to get involved with the terrorist task force. JTTF. You did it anyway. Group after group came before you and asked you not to cover the reservoirs. You're doing it anyway. Group after group asked you not to do the fluoride. You did it anyway. We overrode you. So I'm trying to figure out what brilliant statement we can make that will get you on our side. Not amendments, just a stop. Just stop. It is amazing to me that Ted Wheeler had not really said much about this. and I think, and it's just pure speculation, that I think he's saying, if it fails, I'll blame Hales. And if it works, I'll take the credit. I think that's what politicians do. A normal person would say, I'm coming into the office. I don't want this contract. I want my own contract. I want to meet with the NAACP. I want to meet with Black Lives Matter. I want to meet with Individuals for Justice and say, what is it you want? You're the citizens. Tell us. We've been here. I've been here for 9 years. I have done this for 9 years. And this is the worst I've ever seen it. This is the worst. And apparently, you are good people. So why is it the worst? I don't have a clue. I really don't. I don't know you to make a judgment on you. I only know what you do. And I only know what you don't do. And what you don't do is listen to us. We represent a lot of people. But you won't listen to us. And then you wonder why you have banners on your buildings. Why there's graffiti inside the buildings. This is the beginning, not the end. And if you think I'm a pain in the ass, where do you see what happens after me? Because I'm mouthy. I'm nonviolent. But what comes after me is really fury. And you better pay attention to this and stop. This contract sucks. And you know it, and I know it. The 48-hour rule is a Trojan horse, and you know it. Stop it. You're going out. You think your legacy is going to be based on this?
We're not asking for the man.
That's what you have to let me see.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Some very good speakers in here today. I'll try to cover some points that I have on this issue. Now, on the agreement itself, again, I stated to you, Mayor Hales, on Springwater Trail, hold off on that. Wait till the new mayor steps in position. Give them some time, let him handle it. Otherwise, you'll leave us a disgrace. Now, another issue on this agreement, I'll say this again. Hold off on this agreement. Let the new mayor step in position. And if you don't, it will be considered, as someone said, deplorable. Do not move fast on this agreement. Let the new mayor step in and handle this situation. Now, again, pertaining to adding more staff, as you know, in Multnomah County, they're literally beginning to reduce the jail beds in Multnomah County Jail. They've closed off certain sections. They're reducing crime. They're looking at new programs called the LEAD program in Belltown. They're saying that's having a great effect on recidivism, on the turnaround rates, and they think they will not need as many police officers because of that. Again, hold off on this agreement. Let the data come in, be presented to the next mayor on the effects of going into a LEAD program and allowing low-level offenders not to go into jail, but to go into treatment, not to have this put on their record, not to damage them from getting housing, not to damage them from getting future employment. These programs are being implemented. They're being funded. They're moving forward right now. They've already closed certain jail beds off in the jail, and they're watching this very close. The timing of this is wrong. Let the new mayor step in position and make the determination. We do not need any more police officers, plain and simple. We will not need more police officers. And we can save money by doing this. We're saving money right now. Issue on the body cam. It needs to be a public resource. They need to have control of the film, not the police. We need to have an independent third party that looks and reviews this film, but is also the property of the public to make certain determinations on how we're going to use that film. If the police are the only ones that have access to the film, it doesn't do the public any good to have the cameras on them. We have to have access. It has to be our property, so we can view it, but with a third party in place to allow the public to have access to it. And there, of course, there will be exceptions to that rule on various issues in the policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mayor and Commissioners, my name is Jamal Williams. I represent myself. I've lived in Portland for 46 years. And what is going on right now is the police have put language in their contract that circumvents their service to the people. This whole meeting right here is so that the community can weigh in, and there's been an overwhelming amount of testimony in opposition to this. You folks are representatives of the community. You serve the community first, then you serve the police department. Please pay attention to the testimony. It doesn't hurt our city at all to wait. It doesn't hurt us at all to wait. When the service position becomes self-serving, there's something really, really wrong with that. And that's what I see happening. The police have covered their own backsides with this language. And we need to have language that works for the people that the police are going to serve. I don't have a canned testimony. I don't have a written speech for you guys. I'm just coming to you as a citizen of Portland, a citizen who's been here all my life. And I don't want you guys to continue to treat us like subjects. We are not subjects. We are citizens. And our voice is really, really, it's supposed to mean something. And when the folks feel like they go unheard, they will continue to disrupt the regular, normal operation of the city. Why go through that? Why put these people through that when they are crying out so loud for so long? Listen to us. Pay attention to us. That's all they're doing. And if you want to pay attention to the police department, who the people do not trust, then what you're doing is you're creating your own mess. And Mayor, you're going out. Let the other mayor come in and handle it. There's nothing wrong with that. Just let them come in and handle it. Because if not, this is going to go down. The people are going to protest. And then the whole city is just going to be like, look what the mayor left us. The responsible thing to do is pay attention to your constituents. The overwhelming majority of people here today, and this meeting was open to the whole city, so everybody had an opportunity to come. But the people who came are in opposition to this. And you are obligated. You're incumbent to pay attention to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Williams? Excuse me, Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams? Oh. I'm sorry, I have a question.
I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you could give me something specific in the contract that you don't like.
I don't like the 48-hour rule, right? And I don't like the language. I don't have the language memorized, but I don't like the language that was already spoken of today that gives the police total control of the footage from their body cam, as was stated before. What good does that do? I mean, let's just be, what good does that do? Oh, it's our footage. Wait a minute. We wanted to implement the footage. We wanted to put body cams on so that the public can feel safe and know that they can hold us accountable. But by the way, we're going to just hold on to it for ourselves. Not really.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's that type of language that circumvents the whole community oversight, right? Who do they serve? Who do they work for?
We understand that concern, but there's actually nothing in the contract about body language, about body cameras.
Okay.
And we just had to...
Well, I misheard that then.
It's not. Why we use more time, because if the community doesn't know what's in it, that means you haven't represented us by
Thank you. That's very
helpful. Well, I apologize. Maybe I misspoke on that, but I could have swore I heard that. So excuse me, I misspoke on that. But at the same time, I'm here as a concerned citizen saying pay attention to the testimony that's here.
Thank you.
So,
yeah
that's it.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
The next three are Micah Rhodes, Gregory McKelvey, and Karen Mitzner. And they'll be followed by Gregory Monahan, Joe Meyer, and Cameron Stark. Right now it's Micah Rhodes, Gregory McKelvey, and Karen Mitzner. And also, if you need a copy of the amendments, we have some more.
Hey, welcome.
Gregory's going to go first.
Okay, whoever wants to go first, go ahead.
Yeah, so as you guys know, my name is Gregory McKelvey. Last Friday, I helped lead a group of people here. When we were uninvited, we tried to speak with you, and you didn't listen to us. Then we came when we were invited yesterday, and you didn't come, and you didn't listen to us. And now you're still here today. We all know what you guys plan on doing at the end of this, right? And you're just pretending to listen to us. Every single person has come up here and testified that they don't support this contract. And then you're going to come out here with an amendment. Like, we're going to be happy about that. You know what this amendment says? If you're going to change the contract based on the testimony from the people in that 1 hour, I assume you guys are going to also amend it after we testify, right? Or if this contract was so good that you're going to bring it and represent it to us right now, then why are you just now amending it to make it acceptable to us here? You know what's wrong with this contract? Whatever happens after you guys approve this contract and we're still here protesting, and whatever your police force does to us, and those police officers are going to continue to do it to us and be at every single one of our protests and never be terminated, that's what's wrong with the contract. Whatever happens after here today is on you guys. We tried to speak with you guys, and you didn't listen. Then you invited us here. You still didn't listen. Now we're here where the community is supposed to be heard, and you're just pretending to listen to us. We know exactly what you plan on doing as soon as this is over. And as soon as that is over, I mean, I spent all night. I haven't slept 1 minute. I spent all night out there, and I'll stay out there because I'm going to stay out here until this contract is delayed. It doesn't make sense that a mayor that is leaving right now, your lame duck mayor, is gonna fast track this through when it's the next mayor that's going to have to live with the terms of the agreement. What would we lose by putting it off? The contract doesn't lapse until 2017. What are you trying to pull here, right? What benefit could there be for not listening to the community more? If you guys were able to amend that contract based on the testimony we gave this morning, then that shows how valuable our opinion is. That shows how valuable our testimony is. It shows that you guys are willing to listen to it, so why cut us off now? It doesn't make sense. If you respect us, if you respect the community, if you respect the protesters that were here all last night, that were here on Friday, that we led here yesterday to meet with you and nobody met with us, then listen to us. If you're going to amend the contract after that much testimony, then you need to allow testimony for a lot longer, I say, until Ted Wheeler comes in. And also, to Ted Wheeler, where the hell are you? And I yield my time to him. So whatever time I have remaining, if I could yield that to him.
Go ahead.
My name is Micah Rhodes. I'm a lead coordinator with Don't Shoot PDX. I also led a march with Gregory on Friday here. And like Gregory said, all that we were met with riot cops and gang task force was there. And right off the bat, we're met with police opposition trying to lead us where to go, trying to direct traffic away from us, trying to make sure that our message is not heard. And yet here we are in your face right now, and we are the ones who get the blunt end of the force that they push on us. You guys, this does not affect you guys. And you're not even going to be in office by the time this contract is going into place. It doesn't actually matter if you sign it or not. But you're choosing to sign it, and it's not fair because you're not going to be the mayor. It's not your job. It's not going to be your job. Let the next mayor sign it. It's really simple. It does not affect anything. Let the next person who's actually going to be serving sign the contract or make up their own contract. It's just not up to you. And you know what? We have all these people out here outside, and we have more people that are willing to come down, and you bet people are going to come down. Like, we are going to be here. because we want our voice to be heard. And we're sitting here talking to you right now, but y'all already made up your minds. You're going to sign this thing anyway. And it's not going to make any damn difference what we say to you right now. But we're letting the world know because, you know, news is watching. People are watching. People are talking. And just know that we are standing against this contract. And if you are standing with the contract, then you are against the people. And we're your boss. You work for us. Remember that.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I yield my time to you.
My name is Michael Grove.
Hello, Mayor.
There you go. Sorry.
Hello, Nick. My name is Michael Durow. I am a representative of the people elected. I am a representative on the MESD in Northeast Portland. I wish some other people that represented the people would be here and at least say something. I'm also I've been called a perpetual gadfly, I think, in the Willamette Week. But anyway, the most patriotic people in the city of Portland are here. That's why they're here. They don't want to tear the city down. They don't want to mark the city up. They don't want to burn parts of the city. They want to talk. They just want you to listen. Points about the contract, because I don't have very much time. The one of the important things is that we need more time to actually read this. Since it only came out on Friday, and there really hasn't been enough communication during those 3 days, we need at least like 2 weeks for lay people to go through this and read this and understand this so we can comment appropriately. I don't know what the actual language is about the body cams or who holds the video on the body cams or who has access to it. But I think it's appropriate that we treat the video on these cameras like we treat government documents. I worked for the federal government for 6 years for the Bonneville Power Administration. And when we generated a document, there's a Federal Records Act which causes every single document that we generated to have to be retained. It doesn't belong to us, it doesn't belong to the department we work for. In the long run, it belongs to the federal government and the people, and it goes in the archives because it tells a story about what happens today, that our country is better than anybody else at retaining this kind of records. So we can go back and, you know, we have the Federalist Papers and everything all the way back to the beginning, anything that hasn't been burned, like during the Civil War. Anyway, I would just ask you to, even if you insist that this contract needs to be signed in short order, please include the next mayor. Please give us a few weeks so we can make an informed comments and not come in here and we hardly know what's on it. I mean, we've seen a little bit of it, and that's all we've had time for. We don't need to rush this. I mean, maybe you can set something up so that you guys can do away with the 48-hour rule under some other agreement. But please, give us a chance to have an open, transparent process.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Chance. Thank you.
Okay. Was there a Gregory McKelvey or a Karen Mitz?
Got Greg already.
Oh. So. Was that? Okay.
I'll go again. All right.
Then we'll go with Gregory Monahan, Joe Meyer, and Cameron Stark.
Okay.
And they will be followed by Maggie Adam, Brianna Staples, and Danielle James.
Hi.
Okay, welcome. Good afternoon.
Go first. Hi, my name is Gregory Monahan. I'm here as the representative of the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club. The Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club stands in solidarity with the NAACP Portland chapter in its opposition to approving the proposed contract. This contract, as it stands, represents a missed opportunity to build trust with the community because it does not address the issue of binding arbitration, which has resulted in a lack of accountability for police officers. The contract was negotiated behind closed doors, out of the view of the public. The contract was negotiated by the outgoing mayor, depriving the public of the opportunity to hold the mayor-elect accountable for this critical ordinance. The only opportunity for public comment is the limited time allowed today before the contract is due to be ratified. Because the existing contract does not expire until July 2017, the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club urges the Portland City Council to delay consideration of the contract until Mayor-elect Wheeler has taken office and full public hearings have been held. Additionally, it appears that a procedure for body-worn cameras, body cams, is also going to be discussed today. It was not clear from your agenda. This procedure is listed in the published agenda only as reference B. This is an important topic which requires a full public discussion. Because body cams are a relatively new technology, there is no recognized standard for their use, which impacts public privacy rights, their use in legal proceedings, and the public's right to view footage. The monetary impact of adopting this policy can also be substantial and needs to be addressed. The Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club urges the Portland City Council to delay any consideration of body cam procedures until there have been full public hearings on these complex topics. Please seize this opportunity to build public trust with an open community dialogue. In doing so, Portland can establish itself as a leader in community policing. I also have a few comments on your late-breaking amendments to the body cam ordinance. Thank you. First of all, I don't see any definition of PPB in there. You probably know what it means.
Portland Police Bureau.
I suggest that unless it's that be decoded in the document somewhere. And most people don't understand what the Bureau's established directives process is. I think it would be helpful to clarify that. You do not define how the stakeholder committee will be selected. I suggest that every organization that has testified today be considered an interested party and be invited to be a member of the stakeholder committee. And my last comment is your final statement in paragraph E here says, following the public review and comment process, the PPA and PPB will meet to discuss finalization of the body-worn camera policy. Speaking on behalf of the Sierra Club, I find this completely unacceptable. I think that this needs to come back to council and have another final public hearing and the decision be made in public with public input. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi. My name is Joe Meyer, and I object to this proposed police contract on this theory called civilian control of law enforcement. I volunteered as a reporter at KBOO Radio and as a research scientist with Portland Police Forensics, and I just speak for myself. I hope I don't repeat too much of Mr. Walsh's testimony. My objection to this contract is in a context where I personally at least see the whole world increasingly ruled by force, with strange fruit still dying all over American streets, and where white juries still find white killers innocent and innocent black kids like Muhammad guilty. I moved to Portland over 15 years ago, and I haven't always had that nice civilian control of police feeling, and I don't just mean the strip shirt searches at the airport. After Mayor Potter stepped back from the JTTF, I think because he didn't have that good civilian control over police feeling, the FBI constructed their famous real Christmas tree and fake bomb show. And the next day, a commissioner, who I would name except he's not here, proposed that we rejoin the JTTF, and sure enough, we did. The scary thing about the tree lighting ceremony for me was that the police chief and select officers were part of this thing, and yet Mayor Adams didn't have a clue. He was up there giving the speech when he was told. I've also seen Portland police officers Humphrey and Nice, the brutal murderers of James Chassie, being reinstated with a payback because I'm an arbitrator that said so. Probably many of you have seen Jason Renaud's Alien Boy and would agree that Chassie didn't really have to die. It was a shocking combination of callousness and brutality by the Portland police that caused his death. And it's a good time to remember in this context that Portland Union President Daryl Turner is quoted in the Oregonian as saying, Sergeant Nice and Officer Humphreys are trained to be police. They're not paramedics or nurses. And likewise, Rand Frashauer, reinstated by some arbitrator that I certainly have no control over, never seen, after he shot in the back and killed an unarmed black man called Aaron Campbell. Say his name.
Aaron Campbell.
None of this adds up to a warm civilian control of police feeling for me. I covered the Mohammed Muhammad federal trial here in Portland and was surprised and saddened at the way law enforcement skillfully prevaricated and outright lied on a witness stand. And they got their all-white conviction. I also covered the disorderly conduct trial of Teresa Rayford and was alarmed at how similarly Portland police prevaricated and outright lied on a witness stand. That's not the kind of police training I want to see for my tax dollar. By the end of the trial, I agreed with the defense attorney's claim in his opening statement that Portland Police Sergeant Jacob Clark and Portland Police Officer Susan Bullard colluded to deprive Teresa Rayford of her civil liberties. Let's save some money and stop doing that. Regarding the issue today, I recommend, along with Portland Cop Watch, Don't Shoot Portland, the ACLU, many fine citizens, Lightning Watchdog, PDX, Mr. Jamal Williams, Mr. Gregory McCuffrey, Mr. Michael Rose, Michael Duro, and CCP Portland Sierra Club, that we table this for the next city council and use the time to have a real discussion of what civilian control of police looks like in Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Cameron Stark, and I am a taxpaying citizen of Portland, Oregon. Guys, I'm tired. And I'm not talking about tired from last night. I'm tired because I've been in these streets since 2014. This contract is important to us because this is a chance at justice. It's a chance at accountability. And we don't have this thing come up just every 6 months or so. This comes up every few years. And for somebody who's not even going to be here for the duration of this contract to sign off on it for the next guy is just irresponsible. And I mean, it leaves it open for the next guy to say, hey, I didn't do it. I didn't sign that. I didn't agree to it. But he's got to deal with it. I don't know what I'm trying to get at exactly, but do not sign this contract. And if you guys do sign this contract, we need to vote these guys out of office because it's not fair. We are. I know we are because I didn't vote for any of them. That's for damn sure. That's all I got.
Thank you. Excellent.
Next three are Maggie Adam, Brianna Staples, and Danielle James. And they will be followed by Sinal Hart, Neva Lara, and David Davis.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Maggie Adam.
Get a little closer to the mic if you could. Thanks.
My name is Maggie Adam. I am really confused and disgusted how it is that we're even having this conversation. Standing outside with you last night, the disrespect and the disregard and the excuses, you didn't answer anything directly. Your response to a mother telling you about her concerns with SROs in the schools was, oh, a lot of people like them. Your explanation about how our police would be improved if we just had more of them and gave them raises is ridiculous. You're not listening to the people. The people march all the way across town to come talk to you. You don't talk to them. You invite them back and you leave. And I believe that's an effort to disempower their point and their purpose of coming together. And then we're supposed to sit in this room having a discussion about a paradigm that doesn't make any sense because the most vulnerable people in the city are crying out for your help. And you're completely ignoring them, and you're putting a shine on it like you are understanding and compassionate and progressive. I don't believe any of it. And I echo everything everybody said about slow down in an effort to respect the citizens who are begging for you to listen to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Brianna Staples. I support the Black Lives Matter movement and Don't Shoot PDX. Mayor, commissioners, we just need you to recognize that 2.5 working days is not enough time to go over a 70-page contract. We need you to take time that to realize that it takes time to make an informed decision about these things. We want you to keep your word and adhere to the 2012 community engagement plan and don't fast-track the Portland Union contract. That'll give $10 million to PPB, and before necessary reforms are put into place, it'll retain a faulty arbitration process and sets body cam policies without public input. We're asking you to consider who this contract will affect the most for the next 4 years and take that into consideration before you sign it into law.
All right. Thank you. Welcome.
My name is Danielle James, and I'm here with Don't Shoot Portland. Are you familiar with the name Chanel Hart and Mia Oakley?
Go ahead.
You nodded, yes. I asked a question.
I have heard the names. Go ahead.
You have? Do you know who those people are?
No.
They're my children. I'm raising them here.
You had one of them here last night, right?
She's here today, okay, and she'll be here to speak with you next. My point is that I'm a black mom here. Fortunately, I don't have to be a black man out here with a target on my back, but I'm raising my girls here. I want them to be able to survive. When I was growing up, the police were out in the community. They were giving children food at the parks, providing water hoses for us to get wet in the summertime, bringing food boxes to homes that needed it. I've not seen that since I was a child, and I'm 30 years old. Please, please, please give us time. I'm here begging you. For everybody behind me, please just give us time. Can we get a better understanding? Can we get due process?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
No?
Well, we'll discuss it when we're done, but we're going to hear from everybody first.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Next three are Sinal Hart, Neva Laura, and David Davis. And they'll be followed by Mira Laviani, Perez Rivera, Dick Springer, he may have left, and Katie Lejehon. This is Sonali Hart, Neva Lara, and David Davis.
Okay, go ahead. Who would like to be first?
Do you
want to
go first?
Oh, no, it's all
good. Hi, my name is Nevaeh Laura, and I have a question for Mr. Hales. Why is it that we are still fighting for justice that should have been served to us years ago? I think that we should all be served the same rights, and that the officers here are just killing black people for no reason at all, and that white people mostly are getting away with these crimes, but most of the black people aren't even doing anything. Kids are walking outside getting shot for no reason. But if a white man will go outside and he can go and kill somebody, he'll go to jail for like a month and get out. That's just me.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chanel Hart, and I'm 14 years old. And, all I want to say is please don't sign the contract for all these people and Kevin Moffitt, William Kyle Monroe, Bradley Morgan, Jonah Aaron Potter, Juwan Blackman, Billy Wayne Sims, Mally Tate, Joshua Baker, and Merle Hatch, and the rest of them, and yeah, Black Lives Matter.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
So my name is David Keith Davis with Multnomah County Cop Watch and Fight the Sweeps Portland. I wanted to talk about on Friday, Sergeant Kyle Nice, the guy who killed James Chassie, who was also involved in a off-duty road rage incident, who, you know, was Daryl Turner said that Sergeant Nice is a competent supervisor. If that's what passes for competency in Portland, I truly fear for the citizens of Portland. You know, he's the guy who was pushing around 15-year-old high school students and basically was sitting in a PTSD type of stance with his can of mace behind the line of every other cop who didn't seem that threatened by the crowd approaching him. He was sitting there like, you know, ready to face some violent intruder at his house with a can of mace or something. You can clearly see the guy is suffering from PTSD, and he needs to maybe just be retired, you know? He's killing citizens, and he's still out doing riot duty and stuff like that, which is some of the most stressful police work you could put people on. I've actually recommended this to several other supervisors and captains and other stuff to, like, at least take Kyle Nice off of protest duty. You know, I mean, that is real. That's real simple, you know. I mean, and, you know, this low-intensity warfare that's being waged on the community by the police needs to end. You know, people are going to jail for stupid offenses like possession of some controlled substance, and actually the way to cut down crime would be to send some drug addicts out of town to Canada or Mexico to go to an Ibogaine treatment center and deal with their addiction, and then that would reduce crime alone. Actually dealing with addiction and crime in a meaningful, progressive way that is actually there to heal things instead of putting people in jail over stupid, low-level offenses and then using them as inmate slave labor to clean up homeless camps and stuff like that, which goes on all the time, you know? And also, there was, at this Friday protest, I also saw that there was a Portland public school security officer, and he was across the street snapping photos of kids that were at this protest. And, you know, and I chased him away. You can see the video on Multnomah County Cop Watch YouTube channel, and it even, you know, shows what was happening, and some kids alerted me to that, you know. So this is just ridiculous. And Charlie, you know, you have no right to even vote on this because you're going out in like a couple months, so you shouldn't have any say in this. You're basically an inept turd that's circling the rim, getting ready to be flushed. Thanks. And we don't need the ghosts.
Okay, it's
of
done.
Your bad decisions
haunting Portland.
Okay, thank you.
And we do have your address, and we will follow up at your house, whether you're the mayor or not. Because there's people like
Davis,
Ronald
you're done.
Their policies are still fucking this country. Okay,
okay, you're done. No more profanity.
So that's the reality of the
no more profanity, David.
So we don't need you screwing us.
All right, we're going to take a recess.